Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Sam.
It's Sam, Woody.
What's going on, Sam?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Seems so far so good.
How about yourself?
Okay.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I've got an issue. Obviously, that's why I'm calling you guys.
Hey, listen, we don't have bail money for you. Maybe Woody does, Sam.
Heavens,
I don't
know. You're on your own, Sam.
Thankfully, this is seemingly less of a problem.
Okay.
So I met a pretty attractive woman, very attractive woman, named Jessie at Kroger. And, we were flirting in the cereal aisle, and we exchanged numbers, all seemed well. We had a great rapport. I invited her over for pizza over at my place, for pizza and a movie. And she comes over, and she looks great. Again, rapport is going great. And, pizza arrives and she's like, "Oh, I'm just going to go wash up." I'm like, "Great." And she kind of bursts out of the bathroom and she's like, "Oh, thank you for a wonderful night. I need to go." And I haven't heard from her since.
Did she get sick or something? I mean, doesn't that sound like maybe?
That would make sense,
you know?
Yeah.
I heard a toilet flush, but I didn't, like, I didn't hear anything or anything like that. And it wasn't, like, I don't know. It wasn't remnants of puke or anything like that. So, I don't know.
That sounds tasty.
A little bit.
Goes well with pizza, huh?
Now, we take it you've tried to get hold of her then?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I guess this is our turn to step in and help then, Nancy.
Nancy and Woody to the rescue.
What was her name again?
Jessie.
Jessie.
Okay. Well, give us about 10 minutes and we'll call Jessie, okay?
Greatly appreciate you guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Sam, you guys said you met at Kroger, right?
Yep, we met at Kroger. She was having trouble picking out a cereal, and I consider myself a cereal connoisseur. And, I helped her out, and all of a sudden, we were chatting it up.
Nancy, how cool is that? I mean, usually, we have so many of them that call in and say they met online. It's the old school way of meeting someone.
In the cereal aisle.
I love it, first sight.
Love them on Captain Crunch, baby. Okay, so don't say anything. All right, Sam, try and stay quiet, because we're going to give her a call right now.
Yep.
Hello?
Yes, is this Jessie?
Yes, this is Jessie. Who's this?
Hey, Jessie, it's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Hey.
Hi. We're calling to ask you what your favorite cereal is.
Oh, okay. Is this like a competition or something? Did I win something?
She could.
If I say the right answer, okay. Frosted Flakes. Who wants
Frosted Flakes?
You can't go wrong with Frosted Flakes. That's an old standard traditional staple.
Unless that's like indicative of what happened.
Yeah, oh, could be.
You know, flaky.
A little flaky, yeah. Are you familiar with our show here, Jessie?
Yeah, absolutely. I love you guys.
Okay, so you're familiar with Second Date Update then, right?
Oh, crap.
Are you familiar with Sam?
Yeah.
You may have met him in the cereal aisle.
I did, yes.
Come on, Jessie. He's great.
I about to spit my water out.
See what I did there?
All right, so he told us, he gave us a call and said you guys met at the store and you hit it off, exchanged numbers. He invited you over to his place for pizza and a movie, and you didn't even make it to pizza. You went to the bathroom, and boom, you were gone.
Yeah, so he's kind of worried that you got sick or something happened, but he said he's not heard anything. You've Caspered him.
I mean, at least he's a friendly ghost, right?
You got to tell us more about what happened,
yeah.
Jessie.
I mean, we love the meet cute. It was great.
Yeah. He was real sweet, honestly. Like, he was so sweet that I trusted him enough to go to his house on the first date. And listen, I watch a lot of Dateline, so I know better than that, but I did. And he was real sweet, but I went to the bathroom, and I, like any normal person, I wanted to make sure he wasn't a serial killer, so I looked through his medicine cabinet, and I found Rogaine. And then I realized that I've never seen this man without a hat in person or in any pictures, so dude, we're in our early 20s. This guy's already going bald. No, thank you. Next. Sorry.
That's all? That's what this is about, Nancy?
Girl, come on.
A little
really?
Shallow.
Yeah, I mean, guys, we're like 22. Like, what am I to expect when he's like 30? Like, no hair at all? Like, is it a receding hairline? Is it a bald patch in the back? Like, what is it? I've never seen under his hat. Like, I didn't want to find out in person. Like, bye.
Whoa. Hold on. So I order all that food, and you just run into the bathroom and just dip out because I'm bald?
Would you prefer that I had stayed there and made you think that something was going to happen?
You didn't even say goodbye. You just zipped out my front door. Like, what the hell? Are you serious? Not to mention, by the way, you like were just like rifling through my medicine cabinet.
What am I supposed to do? Assume that you're not a serial killer? I showed up to a stranger's house. Yeah, I'm going to check your medicine cabinet. Like, I also wanted to check to see if you were with like a woman. Like, I wanted to see if there were medicines with women's name on there so I can leave a married man's house. But
what?
I left a bald man's house. So, you know, I don't know.
A married bald man's house.
She does a lot of research in the bathroom,
doesn't
she? I mean,
what are you, Columbo? Like, what's with the serial killer thing, like, in a medicine cabinet? What are you going to figure out?
Well, she did have trouble picking out cereal. I mean, I don't know if that means anything, but
yeah, you know what? Honestly, it's the medicine cabinet, like, rifling through there. That's not great, but, like, that's not even the worst part about it. Like, I just ordered a large pizza, side salad, all this food, and you just dip out of the house and just like, what is that about?
Sam, that sounds like a great night. More pizza for you.
I mean, Woody is a pizza aficionado.
It might be over next
man.
Time this happens.
You don't blow off pizza.
And you know what? It was a Marion's pizza, which is not a cheap pizza, all right? It's high quality, good stuff.
It's an investment.
Sam, that's red flag number one and the only one you need. If she's dipping out on Marion's pizza, that's it. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
I mean, here we're talking about that. That's the whole, I mean, this cracks me up, you guys, because the whole thing that Sam is upset about is that she blew off the pizza as opposed to her snooping in his medicine cabinet and not wanting to date him because he has hair issues. Is that right?
I mean, essentially, you have friends to share the pizza with. You're a guy. Cold pizza is delicious. Like, that part you'll get over. Like, it is what it is. Sorry I looked through your medicine cabinet. I wanted to make sure, A, you weren't a serial killer, B, that you didn't weren't married, and C, that you weren't balding, and here you are. You were one of the three, so I had to go. To be completely honest with you and, like, straightforward, if that's what we want, and that's why you called me on the radio, I don't date bald guys. It's just that simple. Bald, balding, balded, nothing. No thanks.
You blew off Marion's pizza.
We have very distinct different priorities here, Woody, so I'm going to be kind of curious. I mean, Nick, should we make the offer now?
Yes,
and,
yeah.
Okay.
Kenny Chesney's bald, for Pete's sake. You won't date him?
Nope, just no bald guys. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I don't care. I don't care how much money you have, how many hits you put out, what great pizza you ordered. I'm not interested.
I think this is kind of moot, but we heard our boss say that we do have to do this because this is a whole condition of Second Date Update. Since you both are on it right now, we have to contractually offer you a second date, right?
We know what the answer is going to be, but yeah, we can send you guys back out with the company limo. We can pick up the tab wherever you guys want to go, but there's only one rule.
You both got to say yes right now. So let's go to Miss Jessie. What say you?
No.
Sam, you're up.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to date someone who blows off Marion's pizza, rifles through people's medicine cabinets. And,
Woody's nodding emphatically to that.
The pizza's the most important part, Sam. You got it, man.
I appreciate it. I've got priorities.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30 Second Date Update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.